case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Yesterday, a somewhat passionate discussion happened in our office between you, me and Lockie from Workday Hits in regards to grocery shopping.
Yes.
Because we're all like commenting on when we wanted to go, like what to do for lunch and needed to go grocery shopping and things like that.
Mm.
And I talked about my hack is I usually try to go grocery shopping around a Tuesday because on a Tuesday you can see the catalogue that is currently at play in the markets compared to the one for that starts tomorrow because special changeover day is Wednesdays. So you can see what better
specials are happening. I love that you know that, by the way. I love that.
I thought that's common knowledge.
No.
So then you go, if you look at it on Tuesday, you can see, okay, oh, this week's specials, don't need any of this stuff. Tomorrow's ones are going to be better, so I'm going to go tomorrow. And then it sparked this whole thing that you guys were absolutely gobsmacked that I don't buy anything unless it's on special.
Yeah, because that, to me, rules out so much.
It doesn't, though.
But every element, every item you want to buy, there's some brand somewhere that's on special.
Usually, yeah. Or if there's not, I just don't buy it. The only thing, see, I don't understand how this isn't a normal thing. I thought this is how everybody shops.
No, not at all.
The only things that I will guarantee to buy full price is milk, because like milk never gets reduced. Vegetables, fruit. Like fresh produce kind of thing. Yeah, fresh produce are the only things that I will buy at full price. But if there is a reduced to clear version of it, I will get that first.
Yeah, wow.
Do you not do that?
I get if something that I want is on special, I'm like, fantastic. But if something I want is not on special, I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll get it.
No.
Like I don't go, which I want tomato sauce, but which tomato sauce is on special? Because I'll get that one. I just get the one, whatever the one I want.
Oh, my God. That's so triggering to me.
Why?
That you don't. There's specials there. And I even look at, like, the price per, like, 100 grams or whatever that comes on it. So you can actually determine
You're
how,
very detailed with your shopping, your grocery
because
shopping.
Because I save a lot of money by doing this.
Okay.
So we, like, I was talking to Greg's about yesterday in the afternoon, my boyfriend, because the way that we plan our shops is around the specials. And what's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's so different to me. It's just so funny to me because that's just not what I go when I need something, I go shopping.
So when we go shopping, we make a list of the stuff that we need, but if it isn't on special, we don't buy it pretty much. We wait until it comes on special. If something is half price and it's an item that we use a lot, we'll buy two or three.
What if there's toothpaste that you need but it's not on special?
Toothpaste will go on special like every second week at least. The different brands will.
But what if you need it the week it's not on special?
I don't get to the point that I have no toothpaste left.
In a bad world, what if you need toothpaste and it's not on special?
That has never happened to me.
Maddie, I'm trying to get you to imagine, okay? Not the real world. This is not the real world. This is my world that I made up.
If it is a dire situation, yes, I will buy it if it is not on special. But I will do everything I can to avoid buying things at full price. Because there is nothing more frustrating than going to the shops, buying stuff at full price. And I learned this the hard way. Going to the shops, buying something full price, and then the next week going back and you haven't even used that thing you bought last week and it is now half price.
Mm.
I found that very frustrating. So our whole shop is planned around the specials. We have a list and we go through the catalogue and be like, okay, these are on special, so we'll get them this week. For instance, yesterday when we did a shop, Up and Goes were on special. We love drinking Up and Goes. It's a staple in our diet kind of thing, but we will only buy them if they are on special.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to bring you into this world.
No, we haven't got time, but we 533-1031, call us if you do the same thing. I want to chat to someone else who is this, I don't want to say pedantic, but this meticulous about it. Mary has called up.
I was listening to Maddie, and I do exactly what she does.
Do you?
Yeah, exactly the same thing.
So you don't buy anything, you go to the supermarket, and you don't buy anything that's not on special.
That's right. And my 14-year-old, when he comes shopping with me, if he wants something, he'll say, Mum, can I have this? It's on special.
See, smart. I think I got it from my dad as well because I used to go grocery shopping with my dad and he would only buy stuff on special too.
I just think it's a smart way to shop.
Exactly. Well, you save so much money.
I think it's definitely a smart way to shop. I just didn't think anyone did it.
No, I to do it. And when something's on special and I don't need it, I do buy two or three.
Yep, oh, exactly.
Yes. Maddie does the same thing. Okay, yep. Mary, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I think I need proof of this, Maddie. I think I need proof of what you're doing.
Well, I can prove my savings because when you go shop, I shop at Woolies, when you go through the checkout, it says on your receipt your savings.
So at the bottom.
At the bottom, it says how much money you have saved because of specials. So I will go home and find my receipts and I will come in tomorrow and show you
and
why you should shop with me my way and how much money you could be saving.
All right, that's happening tomorrow on the Power Breaky Show.
103.1 Power FM's Josh and Maddie.